Armed robbery crew arrested after crime spree targeting Southern California pharmacies. Four suspects were charged on October 16 in connection with a six-week robbery spree at pharmacies across Southern California, federal authorities announced. Aaron Carter, 39, of Fontana, Diamond Lucius, 25, of Victorville, Isaac Pinaldoza, 35, of San Bernardino, and Kamaria Kendrick, 25, of Menifee, were all charged with attempted interference with commerce by robbery, a federal crime. Three of the suspects, Carter, Lucius, and Pinaldoza, have extensive criminal records. Since August, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the Orange County Violent Crime Task Force have been investigating a string of pharmacy robberies spanning several Southern California cities. The robberies occurred at Delight Pharmacy on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills on August 28. Apollo Pharmacy on Rancho California Road in Temecula on September 13. Mariners Pharmacy on Superior Avenue in Newport Beach on September 25. And Fullerton Express Pharmacy on West Bastantry Road in Fullerton on September 30, according to the ATF. Authorities say during each of the robberies, three men entered the pharmacies wearing hooded sweatshirts and face masks. Two of the suspects were armed with guns during the robberies and forced employees to lie on the ground while they stole cash from the register. They allegedly also violently dragged employees around the store. The third man would stash stolen medications in a trash can from inside the business. According to the criminal complaint, authorities allege that on October 14, Kendrick scouted the Apollo Pharmacy in Temecula, walking around the building while on her phone and then driving around it several times. Carter, Lucius, and Pinaldoza then allegedly entered the pharmacy wearing hooded clothing, gloves, and masks while Kendrick reportedly waited in the car, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Surveillance video taken by Apollo Pharmacy allegedly shows that Carter, Lucius, and Pinaldoza jumped over the counter and Lucius and Pinaldoza brandished firearms, pointing them at employees. Federal authorities say the suspects then allegedly grabbed employees and forced them to lie on the ground, while Carter allegedly went to the safe in the back of the store. After an employee told the suspects there was nothing in the safe, Carter, Lucius, and Pinaldoza allegedly fled to a getaway car reportedly driven by Kendrick. Task force agents tried to arrest the suspects when Kendrick allegedly fled in a vehicle and struck an unmarked law enforcement car, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. While law enforcement stopped the getaway car, a 9mm pistol fell out of the car, according to authorities. All four suspects were arrested at the scene. Carter, Lucius, and Pinaldoza are not legally permitted to have firearms because they have all been convicted of multiple felonies in the past. All three were on post-release community supervision or parole at the time of their arrest, the U.S. Attorney's Office reported. According to the federal court affidavit, three of the four had lengthy criminal histories. Carter was first arrested in 2003 for weapons violations. Since then, he had multiple felony convictions for robbery, burglary, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. In his latest encounter with the law, Carter was arrested in Los Angeles County in September for felony evasion from police while armed with a pistol, according to the ATF. At the end of the pursuit, he barricaded himself in his car for more than an hour before surrendering to law enforcement, the ATF reported. Carter was booked into the Los Angeles County Jail and released on bail after 9 days. The day after Carter was released, the Newport Beach pharmacy was robbed, the ATF reported. Lucius was released from federal prison a year ago. He was first arrested in 2014 and has since been convicted of carjacking, assault with a deadly weapon, and various firearms offenses. Pinaldoza was first arrested in 1999. Since then, he has been convicted of selling narcotics, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and participating in a criminal street gang. The defendants each face a Hobbs Act violation charge for the crime of attempted robbery or extortion affecting interstate or foreign commerce. The act is frequently used in connection with violent crimes and street gangs, along with public corruption and commercial disputes. If convicted, the suspects face a penalty of up to 20 years in federal prison and a fine for violating the Hobbs Act.